Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is taking an early victory lap after both Israel and Hamas agreed to the first phase of his peace plan for Gaza.
Gaza, we believe, is going to be a much safer place, and it's going to be a place that reconstructs.
The president on Fox, the plan calls for a pause in fighting and returning the hostages to Israel by Monday. Team coverage begins with the BBC's Lise Doucette.
The scenes that we're seeing in the images being sent from Gaza, in a place which lies in utter ruin, where nothing works anymore, that a Palestinian activist is going through the destroyed streets and crying out that a deal has been done, like an old crier from, you know, centuries gone by.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. On the bombed out streets of Gaza, joy.
Everyone in the street was dancing, was chanting in the streets. Finally, we're going to sleep with no bombs, with no drones.
In what's become known as Hostage Square in Tel Aviv, a mother sets off a firework for the son she hopes to hold again. But for this father,
I would say we're in kind of a limbo. Out of hell, but still not in the promised land, let's call it.
He's waiting for Monday for President Trump's promise to come true.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says his government is convening to approve the deal today. There are court hearings ahead on President Trump's National Guard deployments to Oregon and Illinois. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Arguments in Chicago are essentially replicating the arguments that we've seen coming out of Los Angeles and out of Portland, where the cities and states are arguing that the president does not have the authority to federalize the National Guard.
The government shutdown has entered its ninth day, and the political stalemate continues in Washington. CBS's Erica Brown.
Here on Capitol Hill, Speaker Mike Johnson has not called the House back into session, saying it's up to the Democrats in the Senate to support the Republican bill already on the table to reopen the government.
Go grocery shopping in Florida and you may spot someone with a gun. Weeks after an appeals court struck down a 1987 law that made it a misdemeanor to carry guns openly, Publix, the state's largest supermarket chain, says it will oblige. Shoppers have mixed opinions.
I feel like if you're going to carry a gun, I'd rather know that it's on your person than be caught off guard.
Other people that aren't used to being around guns and things like that, it can cause unnecessary, like, I guess, stress and anxiety.
There are more than 900 Publix stores in Florida. Dow futures up 27. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Big business is booming in Kenosha County, and the 2026 budget reflects that growth. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman gave her budget proposal this week. Part of the address was about the county investing in infrastructure to support major expansions from companies like Uline, Microsoft, and Eli Lilly. Uline's adding another 1 million square feet to its campus. Microsoft has bought land for a new data center, and Eli Lilly is launching a massive $3 billion expansion in Bristol. Kirkman says careful budgeting and a strong AAA bond rating allows them to invest in key projects without raising the overall tax rate. There will be a deep dive into the financials next week in Racine County. Over 3 days, starting Tuesday, county board committees will review next year's $252 million budget proposal. The sessions don't allow public comments, but people can share their thoughts at a public hearing October 23rd. County leaders say a new sales tax will help keep property tax increases smaller while funding important programs. Fire investigators in Oak Creek are trying to figure out what started a deadly fire at an apartment complex early yesterday. The Oak Creek Fire Department was called to reports of smoke at the Seasons of Orchard Hills apartments before 8 a.m. That's off South 27th, south of Drexel. Firefighters found a 29-year-old man inside and took him to the hospital, where he later died. The building's sprinkler system did go off, causing water damage, but it did stop the fire from spreading further. Again, authorities are still investigating the cause. And the friendly Illinois baseball team pulled out a win, so no sweep. The Brewers couldn't close it out last night against the Cubs, but Milwaukee still leads the series 2-1. Game 4 is tonight. First pitch is at 8:08 in Chicago. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Cubs beat the crew.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3 in Chicago. The Cubs scoring all of their runs in the first inning. Brewers starter Quinn Priester struggled, giving up three runs and was pulled after just 39 pitches.
Very frustrated. First inning, the only inning, command wasn't good and stuff wasn't coming out the way, you know, I'd wanted it to. And, you know, everyone else played real well with the exception of myself.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the 25-year-old Priester.
I think the moment got to him a little bit. I think this is, again, he's not technically a rookie, but it's his first postseason appearance and had a long layoff. It's at his hometown. Yeah, I feel for him.
So Milwaukee still leads the best of five series, 2-1. Game four is tonight at Wrigley Field. First pitch, 8:08 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons tonight in a preseason matchup. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 63 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible. It will be warmer with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
My parents are great. They always wanted us to experience different things. We spent a lot of time out in the yard, too. My parents would just send us out in the yard every once in a while for no reason. Okay, kids, out in the yard. Okay. Run out there. Stay out in the yard. Okay. Didn't know what to do. Just looking around, you know, we're 4 years old. Come up with a good activity. You know, we're like sitting in mud. Is this a good activity? One of our activities was making bike ramps out in the street, because that's where all the cars are. You put a cement block out in the middle of the road, you angle a piece of wood up to it, and the object was for one kid to get on his bike, ride as fast as he could, and see how high he could go. And that's as far as we planned. It wasn't until the first kid was like flipping in the air. What happens now? We don't know. He hit a mailbox. We had a bunch of 9-year-old paramedics running up. We didn't know what to do. We get up there. Get some leaves. You do what you can. Hey, that was the easy part. The hard part was being the kid that got sent in first to calm mom down before you dragged in the actual banged up brother. Everything's fine. I just want to run in at full speed. And, you know Kevin. Okay, of course. Okay. Well, you know how, like, his right arm, usually it bends. Usually it would bend like that. Okay, it's not bending like that right now.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. Dum, da 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 da
Linda Scott, I've told every little star. Good morning, 610 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Thursday morning. Coming up a little later on after the 7 o'clock news, we are going to talk to Mike Bino. Every 2 months he comes in when the new issue of Our Wisconsin magazine comes out. We've got a whole bunch of great stories about Wisconsin. You're going to want to travel immediately to go visit these places. These are good stories. Anyway, so that's coming up a little after 7 o'clock. Right now, it is it's a clear sky this morning. It's 51 degrees. Beautiful autumn morning at Radio Park. Looking for sunshine today. Highs near 61. Clear tonight. Lows 49. For tomorrow, partly sunny. A chance of showers, 30%. Highs near 67. And sunny on Saturday and Sunday with a high in the mid-60s. Again, right now, clear 51 degrees right here at Radio Park. This was actually the first hit song the Beatles had in America. It's Love Me Do. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please, love me do.
The other day, it's a song by Helen Shapiro, who was a big British singer back in the early 60s in England. And it was with the Beatles. She made this music video. They just stood there and they just, you know, reacted to her song. They were the opening act for Helen Shapiro in England. Yeah, back in the, like, 1962, 63, when the Beatles were getting started, they were the opening act. Hard to believe, huh? Hey, Pittsburgh, by the way, Merry Christmas, everybody. It must be Christmas time because Pittsburgh just put up their downtown Christmas tree more than 2 months before the holiday. Now, one kid said he wished the city would have waited till at least after Halloween. I think a lot of people feel that, huh? 613, local news, timeless hits, WRGN, Dennis Yost, and the Classics 4.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky.
6:16 local news. Timeless hits at WRGN. Sunshine on tap today with a high near 61. Got a clear sky, real autumny out there, real fallish. 51 degrees right now, right here at Radio Park. American office workers estimate 51% of their day goes to busy work, like copying and pasting, writing emails, searching for files and calendars, meetings, reports, troubleshooting aging technology, filling out forms, timeless. Things like timesheets and expense reports and, well, it isn't just boring and annoying. 85% of the workers say repetitive tasks trigger stress about four times a week and are a top driver of burnout. I don't know any job that doesn't get repetitive and boring after a while. I mean, you know, this type of job, you come in every day, you do the same thing. It's kind of repetitive. It's not boring, but it's kind of repetitive. So, I don't know. Tough to find a job that's not, huh? 6:17, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's a job that's never boring. Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Three films open in wide release this weekend with another anticipated film in limited release. Roofman, starring Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst, is based on a true story about a war veteran who robs McDonald's stores by drilling a hole and going in through the roof. The film is currently pulling an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes and might be a good option if you're looking for a comedy crime drama. There's also a new Tron movie starring the totally normal Jared Leto, which is getting mediocre reviews, but the good news is it has Jeff Bridges. Fairyland is a film by Sofia Coppola that was shot in 2023, which is just hitting theaters now. Reviews are excellent as it is pulling a 97% fresh rating on the tomato meter. Kathryn Bigelow's House of Dynamite has a limited release this weekend before dropping on Netflix in a couple weeks. The thriller has been described as nail-biting as a missile is launched at the United States. Let's go to the movies. In fact, let's go to all the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Fabrice. It's a classic odor tale. You fried fish for dinner, cleaned up, but the smell is still in the house. And the neighbors are coming over for game night. They're on their way. And then you spray Febreze Air Mist. Febreze Air starts working instantly to fight even your toughest odors, so you go from fish to fresh like that. Now all you have to worry about is Pam cheating at charades.
Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. lines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender Podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Jimmy Mack. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 6:24. It is a Thursday morning. Thursday already, huh? Wow. Looking for a sunshiny day today with a high near 61. Clear tonight, lows 49. Very autumny. Partly sunny, chance of a shower tomorrow, only 30% with a high near 67. Saturday and Sunday, both days, gorgeous. Sunshine, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, a clear sky, 51 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. So this woman in Missouri was sick in bed for a week. But she's feeling much better now because she finally decided she's got to get out of that bed, get out of the house, stopped at a gas station for a soda and a lottery ticket. She won $100,000. Yeah, I can see that making someone feel better, can't you? Would make me feel a lot better. 6:25, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Right now, I got the Penguins. Here's Earth Angel at WRJN.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
just a fool.
Hits WRJN 628. Looking for sunshine today. High 61, clear and 51 right now at Radio Park. Well, if there's a one day not to give your dog an extra treat, it would have been yesterday. Yeah, yesterday was National Pet Obesity Awareness Day. Up to 60% of cats and dogs are now overweight. A poll found 35% of pet owners would even consider putting them on Ozempic if it got approved for cats and dogs. Oh, don't do it. Don't start drugging your animals. No. Just watch the food they eat, all right? You can do that.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby sister wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby sister wrote me a letter. Well, she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. The only days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby sister wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby sister wrote me a letter. My baby sister wrote me a letter.
Steps, the letter, it's exactly 6:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 1 week after the contract deadline, Ascension remains out of network for United Healthcare members. The failed deal has left thousands across the area facing tough choices about switching providers or paying for more care. The companies say they continue to negotiate but have yet to reach an agreement. Microsoft has pulled the plug on its data center in Caledonia after local opposition, but the company says it's not giving up on the community. Officials say Microsoft is still interested in building in that area or elsewhere in Racine County and will work with the county and village leaders to find a new site. The timeline for a new data center is now uncertain. There was a rezoning vote planned for next week. That's off the table. Meanwhile, Microsoft is moving forward with a second data center in nearby Mount Pleasant and another in Kenosha. Improving efficiency in the Kenosha County District Attorney's Office is a key part of the 2026 budget. County Executive Samantha Kirkman says her budget proposal funds software that will help prosecutors review police body camera footage faster. She says that's a top priority for the DA's office. At the same time, public safety spending as a whole keeps rising, with over half the county's budget going towards law enforcement. The budget also calls for a study of the sheriff's office operations to find ways to work smarter. A new study shows Gateway Technical College is paying off. A statement from the college says the school and its students pump more than $746 million into the local economy. They say taxpayers earn $1.20 for every dollar they invest. The study also finds Gateway alumni support more than 10,000 local jobs. College leaders say it proves education at Gateway helps power southeastern Wisconsin's economy. And October baseball picks back up again tonight with an 8:08 first pitch in Chicago. The Cubs won last night. The Brewers and Cubs are fighting for a spot in the National League Championship Series. A victory there would send the team to the World Series. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Make America healthy again. It is a phrase that brought some anxiety to production agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. But now it looks like at least dairy is finding a way to get along with MAHA. More on that next.
Imagine a future where farming fuels the planet. On Thursday, October 9th at 7 p.m., join us at UW-Eau Claire's Davies Student Center Dakota Ballroom for the Imagine Lecture, Innovations in Sustainable Agriculture and Energy. Dr. Lisa Schulte Moore will show us how Midwest farmers are turning prairie grass, food waste, and manure into clean energy, building a circular bioeconomy that strengthens rural communities and protects our land. Free and open to the public, come curious and leave inspired.
Greg Dowd is the president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. He said that dairy is fitting in nicely with the nutrition policy reviews going on through the Trump administration and the Make America Healthy Again movement.
What they are talking about is really an important change in how we feed ourselves as human beings. And the fact that, you know, we've got to get away from all this ultra-processed stuff that we're in. I think everybody kind of agrees with that. It's just a matter of how you define it, and I don't know what that is and what that looks like. And we need to get back to more protein in our diet. But I think for us in dairy, there is this huge recognition that fat in dairy isn't bad for you. It's good for you. It's brain food. It's a critical thing that helps your body function.
Greg Dowd, president, CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. He says while the next round of federal dietary guidelines is still under review, they're optimistic. He said the market's already responding to the Make America Healthy Again movement. Walmart announcing it's removing synthetic food dyes and about 30 other chemical ingredients from its U.S. food brands by January of 2027. And Wisconsin's only cottage cheese plant is expanding to meet skyrocketing demand for high-protein foods.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Dig into Wisconsin's soil where good things grow. That's the theme for this fall's Ag in the Classroom essay contest. And to encourage fourth and fifth grade students to engage, they're holding a virtual author visit on November 5th with Peggy Thomas, author of The Soil in Jackie's Garden. More available on that at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 63 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible. It will be warmer with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
You ever seen like a single girl so like, I just wish I could find me a nice guy. This is what I realize about women. Women don't want a nice guy right away. You love challenges. That's why women are constantly looking for jerks, constantly looking for Mr. Wrong. Because what they like to do is take Mr. Wrong, break him down into a pile of nothing, and slowly rebuild him as their Mr. Right. Yes. That's true. You ladies are very good at changing men. I give you credit, because you do in such small increments. And men, we're so stupid, we don't realize it's happened until it's too late. It's the little things. A girl will be talking to her man, and she's like, you know how you always wear your hair long and shaggy? You should cut it. You should. I think it looks better when it's really short.
It really looks better when it's short? Yeah. Okay.
Opinions and how you think for yourself all the time.
And then you win, ladies, you change us and you invite all your friends over. You're like, girls, ta-da! I did it! And then what always happens?
I want to break up.
Why?
You've changed.
Supreme, Stop in the Name of Love, 640 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJ, and sunshine today, a beautiful day today, partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of rain, and Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days with a high in the mid-60s right now. Clear sky. It's chilly out there, but it's fall. It feels good. It's crisp, crisp air this morning. It's 51 degrees, full moon out there at Radio Park. All right. Here's a fun fact for the next time you fly. And by fun, I mean your palms will even be sweatier. You know why planes actually dim the lights for takeoff and landing? Most people think it's to make you feel more comfortable, but that's not the main reason. The main reason is that you'll be able to see better in case of a crash. Emergencies on planes are rare, but takeoff and landing are the most dangerous times for something to go wrong. And if anything does happen, there's a good chance the plane will lose power. Dimming the lights ahead of time lets your eyes adjust so you'll be able to see better if everything suddenly goes dark. It also makes the exit signs and emergency lighting more visible. That should help you sleep the sleep of angels at night, huh? What do you think so? Man, who knew that? Here's Freddie and the Dreamers, I'm telling you now.
I'm telling you now.
It's here at WRJN. It's 6:53. It's a cool, crisp autumn morning here at Radio Park. Well, this story came out the other day. Thieves stole a 50-pound fiberglass dinosaur named Claire from a gas station in L.A. Well, they've returned it, along with a note that says, "I'm sorry for stealing Claire. Please do not press charges." Now, the owner of the gas station says he won't press charges. Just happy that Claire the dinosaur is back where she belongs. I assume it's a she. Here's Kenny Rogers in the first edition.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs were bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize.
But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know, I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Don't take your love to town. Sakes, turn around.
Kenny Rogers in the first edition. That's before he was off on his own doing country music. Ruby, don't take your love to town. 647 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, you have any bumper stickers on your car? You know, when I was a kid, all cars had bumper stickers all over them. And mainly, they were two kinds. The first kind was if you traveled somewhere, went to an attraction or something, they stuck a bumper sticker on your car. Or if you had a political favorite, like somebody running for president or wherever, you stuck a bumper sticker on your car. Nobody thought anything of it. They said, oh, there goes a Barry Goldwater fan. Oh, there goes a Kennedy fan. Hey, look at that person. Went to a Sable Chasms upstate New York. All right. A study found political bumper stickers make you now a road rage magnet. Didn't happen back when I was a kid. But we're much more likely to honk at people if they have a bumper sticker supporting views or politicians we don't like. I never remember seeing that ever happen before. 647 WRJN, the morning show every morning, brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You and I,
Linda Ronstadt with her group, The Stone Ponies. This is right after she left the Eagles. She started her own group with the blessing of the Eagles, of course. And then she went off on her own, and the rest is history. 6:53, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJ. And did we learn nothing from the Cracker Barrel fiasco? Long John Silver's is now ditching its old logo, replacing the fish with a chicken. They insist their seafood items aren't going away. They're just hyping the chicken. Did we not learn anything from what just went on here recently with Cracker Barrel? It's 6:53, local news, Timeless Hits, at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today. Right now it's clear and 51 right here at Radio Park.
Beneath it, snowy metal, cold and green. The unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings. And speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. And anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within. For the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. It came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go. Where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Dan Murray, the Canadian songbird, 6:55, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Looking for a sunny day today with a high near 61, a clear night tonight, lows around 59 degrees. The outlook for tomorrow, partly sunny, 30% chance of rain, highs near 67. Saturday and Sunday, sunny, gorgeous, beautiful, typical autumn day with a high in the mid-60s both days. It's clear 51 degrees right here at Radio Park. Got some fun facts for you. Every once in a while, we throw these in here. Like humans, do you know we're not very nutritious to eat, which is good to know? Only one former cast member has ever been banned from hosting SNL. You know what that is? Chevy Chase. He can't come back anymore. They said he was a jerk to the cast and crew. There's also a 60-mile stretch of Interstate 19 in Arizona where all the signs use kilometers, not miles. It's a relic from the Jimmy Carter administration. He was trying to turn the country into the metric system. It didn't work. But the signs are still there, and they're not changing them. Don't get caught going over. I don't know what the translation is between miles and kilometers. You can switch your dashboard over to kilometers if you want, at least if you're going through Arizona. 6:56, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Picture Tom Cruise skating across the floor.
Just take those old records. Yeah.
Town's Bob Seger, old time rock and roll.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Celebrations from Hostage Square in Tel Aviv to southern Gaza after news both Israel and Hamas had agreed to phase one of President Trump's plan to end the war in Gaza. The BBC's Yoland Nell is in Jerusalem.
It sets in trail this set of events now. We should have the Israeli Security Cabinet meeting in the afternoon. They have to give the approval to this deal before it is then voted on by the entire cabinet. But it is considered at this point, despite the criticism that's seen as inevitable from the Israeli Prime Minister's far-right allies, that the deal will go through.
The plan calls for a pause in fighting in Gaza and return of the hostages no later than Monday.